where we take a deep dive into your food and splash around to see what we can find. I'm your host, Alice Zaslavsky, and today we're squishing and squashing through the world of berries. Before we get started, I want to ask everyone to check if their brains are switched on and fully charged, because there'll be a quiz at the end. Okay, let's go.
Welcome to the Fruit Box. On today's show, we're doing something a little different. You see her every day, and now we're putting her in the spotlight.
It's Berry!
Berry.
I thought we weren't going to...
Berry, this is your life.
Berry is a big family. They're the ones you see when you visit the supermarket, like strawberries, raspberries, and blueberries. Then there are the cousins you might not know yet. Loganberries, boysenberries, caneberries, and even cloudberries. Some are small, so you can pop a whole bunch in your mouth to explode at once. Others, like the Bedford giant blackberry, are huge and come from plants covered in spiny, spiky thorns. And you can find berries in all kinds of colours, like black, red and blue, purple, white and yellow. People and animals have been munching on berries since prehistoric times. Fossils of flowering plants with ancient fleshy fruits, like these, appeared about 66 million years ago. Once humans arrived, we grabbed these flavour sensations. Early hunter-gatherers ate them even before farming existed. Ancient Greeks were the first to cultivate raspberries, and the ancient Romans thought they had medicinal properties. In Australia, we have heaps of native types, including gooseberries, snowberries, and white elderberries. Indigenous peoples have been eating and cooking with them for thousands of years. But there's something you might not realise about berries. Lots of them aren't berries at all.
As we celebrate Berry today, I'm excited to introduce a special guest to our couch. My friend and yours, Perry.
But you're a banana.
That's right, John. Perry, like all bananas, has seeds and pulp, also called pericarp, and he developed from a flower with one ovary, which makes Perry
a berry.
Just like grapes, tomatoes, avocados, eggplants, and kiwi fruits. Actually, John, even watermelons are technically berries.
A blueberry is a berry, but a raspberry isn't. And strawberries aren't berries. And blackberries aren't berries. So what are they? You probably think of them as a delicious explosion of juicy flavour, which is true. But did you also know that some of them are kind of like a tiny city? Sounds weird. Just stay with me. Raspberries and others are actually made up of tiny replicas, like clones. Instead of just being a single fruit, they're what's called an aggregate fruit, which is a whole lot of miniature, tasty, juicy bombs stuck together like apartments or best friends. Lots of the quote-unquote berries we know and love are in fact a whole bunch of juicy blobs that never go anywhere alone.
Not even to the toilet.
So eating one raspberry is like eating dozens of teeny tiny fruits. Bam bam, pop, squish, yum! Unlike most fruits, each of these delicious globes of flavour contains a seed. That seed can become a whole new plant. And those plants grow their own aggregate fruits, little bags of juice with their own seeds, and they become plants and, well, you know how this works. The juice blobs are called drupelets. A raspberry can be made up of as many as 125 drupelets, held together by microscopic hairs. Each little segment is a complete stone fruit, a whole fruit, self-contained, and we get to smash them all in one go. Just to make it even more complicated, a mulberry, which is also not a berry, is a collective fruit. Its drupelets are formed by multiple different flowers. That's also how we get pineapples.
It's just a bit of a shock, you know? I thought I knew who I was. Every day I said to myself, "You're a berry. You can achieve anything." If I'm not a berry, who am I? Not now, Drupalets. I'm trying to find myself.
But of course, a simple case of mistaken identity doesn't make us love berries any less. They're full of antioxidants like anthocyanins, ellagic acid, and resveratrol. And a good source of fibre. Some, like strawberries, are high in vitamin C, and they all contain vitamins and minerals our bodies love. Berries become sticky, oozy jam on our toast in the morning. We bake them with spices like cinnamon and nutmeg to make comforting winter desserts. They're the star of the show on a summer pavlova or in a salad. We freeze them and turn them into luscious smoothies or mix them with yogurt for a burst of crunch and sweetness. They're even used to make natural food colouring and heated to extract dyes to colour fabrics. So it doesn't matter whether they're true berries or aggregate fruits running around with all their friends. Berries are a tasty, bite-sized nugget of goodness we can enjoy every day.
I'm here for the right reasons. I wanted to learn more about who I am, and I've done that. It doesn't matter that I'm not a berry. I'm still berry, and I'm literally surrounded by friends and family who understand what it's like to be me. That's even better.
All right, quiz time. Question one. What are the juicy blobs that make up raspberries and other fruits called? Question two. True or false? A grape is actually a berry. Question three. What is an example of a compound fruit? Question four. How far back can we find evidence of berries? Question five. Which of the berry names we mentioned is a real berry? Question 6. How many drupelets can a raspberry have? Time for the answers. Answer 1. The juicy blobs that make up raspberries and other fruits are called drupelets. Answer 2. A grape is actually a berry. That's true. Answer 3. Mulberry or pineapple are examples of compound fruits. Answer 4. We can find evidence of berries from 66 million years ago. Answer 5. A blueberry is a real berry. Answer 6. A raspberry can have up to 125 drupelets. That's all we have time for. Until next time. This podcast has been funded by Hort Innovation, using the avocado, citrus, melon, and raspberry and blackberry research and development levies and funds from the Australian government. For more information, visit horticulture.com.au.